This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cybersecurity teams continue to work feverishly to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on record, with some details emerging about how the Russia-linked gang responsible breached the companies whose software was the conduit. An affiliate of the notorious rebel gang, best known for extorting $11 million from the meat processor JBS after a Memorial Day attack infected thousands of victims in at least 17 countries on Friday, largely through firms that remotely manage IT infrastructure from multiple customers. Cybersecurity researchers said they reported ransom demands of up to $5 million. The FBI said in a statement that it was investigating the attack along with federal cybersecurity and infrastructure security agencies through the scale of this incident and may make it so that we're unable to respond to each victim individually. The Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger later issued a statement saying that U.S. President Joe Biden had directed the full resources of the government to investigate the incident and urged all who believed they were compromised to alert the FBI. Demolition crews set off explosions to bring down the damaged remaining portion of a collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition Sunday night was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse and even expected to open new areas for rescue teams to work in. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Calling a vaccination the most patriotic thing you can do, U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday mixed the nation's birthday party with the celebration of freedom from the worst of the pandemic. He tempered the strides against COVID-19 with the warning that the fight against the virus was not over. For Biden, it was a long-awaited opportunity to highlight the success of the vaccination campaign he championed. The event was the largest yet of his presidency, the clearest indication yet that the U.S. had moved into a new phase of virus response, shifting from a national emergency to a localized crisis of individual responsibility. The nation also moved from vaccinating Americans to promoting global health, noting the lockdowns that shuttered businesses out of millions of work and separated untold numbers of families. Biden said that today we're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus. That's not to say the battle against COVID-19 is over. We've got a lot more work to do. Pope Francis reacted well to planned intestinal surgery Sunday at a Rome hospital, according to the Vatican. In a statement late Sunday, a Holy See spokesman, Matteo Bruni, said the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery and necessitated by a narrowing of the large intestines. The written statement, which came shortly before midnight, was notable for its scarcity of medical detail. Bruni did not say how long surgery lasted, nor for how long the Pope was unconscious under anesthesia. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen says that she will stick with her strategy of making her party a more mainstream political force despite a stinging loss in regional elections. The 52-year-old was reelected Sunday at the head of the national rally. At a gathering in the southern town, her anti-immigration party failed to win any mainland France's 12 regions in last week's vote, raising criticism about Le Pen's strategy. In her speech, Le Pen instead praised the healthy and necessary development of the party. She said there will be no return to the National Front, the former name of the party that was changed in 2018. Again, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen says she will stick with her strategy of making her party a more mainstream political force. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.